can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat high.
Your homies. Your homies.
You can call on me.
Your homies.
Oh, are we live?
Oh, now we are.
No, are we live?
We just talking.
Okay.
Yo, what's going on, homies? This is another episode of the Big Homies House. You got homies in the building.
Yep.
A lot of homies in the building.
A lot of homies.
We eating burritos and Takis and hot Cheetos up here.
Vibing, big vibing.
Big vibing. Yep. So, for the new homies, introduce the people to yourself and tell them what we got going on before we get into the ratchet shit.
Let me see.
No.
Are we supposed to talk
to
this right here?
Yeah, okay. You just said that I wasn't going to get it wrong.
It gets it. It happens. It's all my life. It's
Are
okay.
You? Are
Ariel.
What
all
the
my life I had
like,
to fight.
Like the fucking Little Mermaid.
No,
no,
not.
It's not.
It's Ariel.
It's
okay, okay, okay. R-E-L.
Ariel.
R-E-L.
R-E-L.
Like Ariel.
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 Go ahead, Ma. Sorry.
All right, so I'm Dr. Mills of Mills Grills, and when I tell you we motherfucking lit, and I assume...
Talk to the mic.
Oh, talk to the mic. Okay. Like, okay, I'm just saying, you ain't telling me that. Okay. Am I supposed to look somewhere? Okay. When I tell you that we motherfucking lit, we did the 85 South show, and with my beloved Carlos, and, you know, he just said that we can be ourselves. So we going to be ourselves. So Dr. Mills, Mills Grills, and I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Ariel, who is the co-founder and VP and right hand of Mills Grills. We are so fucking dope. It just amazes me why we ain't billionaires right yet. But
we're
going to put y'all bitches on game because I'm feeling myself today. No, I'm feeling myself today because y'all motherfuckers playing with me and y'all ain't going to do that shit in 2023.
No, for real.
Go ahead, Ari. You tell me. I can get
good. Well,
yeah, I'm see.
No, I'm just saying. Y'all motherfuckers playing with me and I'm goddamn tired. It took y'all 2 years to figure out I was a real fucking doctor.
Okay. No,
two
it took
fucking
way
years.
Too long. Way too long.
Why do you think?
Okay, right.
What do you think that is?
Because
black woman.
Black woman. And we're going to get it.
First thing.
Black
first,
woman. And
black
then
woman.
We cool.
They be like
women
with a
like,
grill.
With like, a grill.
They, you a
they bring drip. You know, we got bust downs. We got breads. And we're like, you can't be a real doctor. Yes, the
wait,
fuck
wait,
I can.
Wait.
The pump.
Pump and just stop. Stop.
But I'm saying, you know, and people think that to be a doctor, you got to be fucking lame. Au contraire. So, you know,
Jesus,
it's always been an uphill battle, even with my patients.
Yeah.
Like when you are female, you got to work eight times harder
for
recognition and respect. Yeah. And I tell you, and I'm going to spit on this bitch. So you got to wipe it down. But, you know, you got to wipe it down. But I ain't doing that shit in 2023.
Please don't.
You motherfuckers, you know who we are.
See, we want somebody to come up here and pop this shit.
No, but I'm telling you, I'm going to pop this motherfucker. But y'all motherfuckers know who we are. We've been on deck for like, what, 3.5 years?
Yeah.
Like, why y'all still trying
this? Tell them give me your goddamn respect.
Give me my motherfucking goddamn respect, bitches.
Well, let me tap
I'm sorry,
in here.
This is what
people don't understand. We are the first. We're breaking records in history here. The first ever woman, but mother-daughter, luxury grill designers. That's never.
Do A, B, C, D. First. Okay, first.
B, woman.
Woman.
See, mother-daughter, family.
Daughter.
This is a family generational
that's
thing.
One C if you're keeping up.
Okay, right, come on.
1D.
Okay, 1D.
Okay,
come on.
Ever. Fit. Luxury. Custom grills designers.
That be the fit. Look at the fit. Look at the hair.
This is.
Look at the bust down.
You can't get this shirt everywhere. This is vintage Paolo Santini. Google it. You can't get this.
No, I'm just saying.
Not Dior. Paolo Santini.
They gotta be able to spell it for
But use mnemonics.
But my thing is, first of all, I want to be around quality people.
Yeah.
And y'all motherfuckers would rather go
Who
to.
Call them motherfuckers, Mom.
I'm sorry.
Motherfuckers.
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 I'm saying, y'all bitches would rather go to like a swap meet and buy something.
Or Ling
when
Ling
you
them.
when you come to us, Lord first of all, me. And this is why we started Mills Grills.
Yeah.
When you come to us, because I used to deal with a well-known jewel, I ain't gonna bring his name out, but they would spend 20 bands on these 50. Iced out grills, and their teeth, their gums would be fucked up.
Tell
no,
them
seriously.
How they was taking so, impressions.
Well, how about this? Because they know you're a doctor.
Anywhere.
But tell them what type of doctor you are. Because I don't think they know.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great question.
Okay, great question. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a dentist.
Let me
give you the history. Let me get in front of it.
Yeah. It makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
No,
I'm just saying. Okay, Howard University. Howard University, class of 19.
Oh, hold up,
now. HBCU! I'm just saying. HBCU, class of 1996. I'm just saying. But I'm saying 1996. So Howard Seriously. University, and when you go to a HBCU, you earn your degree. They don't give you shit. You fucking got to work. So another year, bitch.
But tell them how you graduated early.
Oh, okay. So
tell them what the dean said.
Okay.
Let him know.
Because
Mr. Dean, wherever you at, you ain't here. Okay? So, Mr. Dean, listen to my mother.
Y'all might not believe this, but contrary to popular belief, you know, I was a fly girl. And my sophomore year, the dean said, bitch, you know, you too fly. You not going to graduate. And you know how somebody tell you something, like, you can't do this? Mm-hmm. And that ignites something in your spirit. And I'm like, how? He said, not you?
No, seriously.
He looked me in my eyes and said, you ain't gonna make it. And when he said that shit, even though, you know, I've been coked up the night before, he said that shit, I was like, bitch, I'ma show you. So needless to say, and it's a true story now, that I graduated early, mm-hmm. top of my class,
Period.
And when everybody was scrambling at the end of senior year, Period. I was chilling because I had all my clinical requirements Period. Done. So when moral story. If somebody tell you can't do shit, mm-hmm. that should ignite you to go the fuck off.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Yeah. So when you say, you know, you was fly, like what is it exactly that he, like why did he feel like he wasn't going to make it?
Great question.
Like what was
Because, you know, even though I was born in West Philly, OG from West Philly, I went out to L.A. and I was hanging with Magic and all them and you know, doing them type of things, and came to Howard University, and I still had, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. I need to charge y'all for this therapy session. Okay, but
that's what they're gonna be doing.
What it was I wasn't serious, and I was, you know, doing cocaine and drinking all that shit back then. Mm-hmm. So I would come to class, you know, nose be dripping and everything.
Oh my God.
And so, I mean, it's
the
real.
She didn't say that before.
But it's the truth.
It's the truth. Okay.
It's the truth. So, you know, he's like, she ain't gonna make it. So let me just save her some tuition and get her the fuck out of here.
Is that like with, did he know what the hell was going on in your classes? Because how is it that he just gonna make something up like that? And
you know, dentistry is a male-dominated profession. So they,
white male.
And so
mainly.
they look for ways to kind of keep it an
keep
old,
it like that.
An old boys club. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look for ways. And so that's why, as black people, we got to be about our game because people look for ways to weed you out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they can find an inch to put their foot in, oh, they going to make it. That's why your game got to be tight.
Yeah.
Your game got to be tight. So when he said that, even though I was guilty, I'm glad he did. See, God got a way of having people tell you stuff to open your eyes and you be like, oh, let me get it together.
Wow.
So when he said that, it sparked a, like, oh, I'm going to show you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And ain't looked
back
since.
Did you get clean?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did get clean.
What time is sobriety?
What time for sobriety?
I'd be skinny if I didn't. You see how fat I am, but you know, it's all good.
I'd be skinny.
No, I'm just saying, no, I'd be skinny. But yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, I met
real talk, though.
Dr. Mills, my daughter actually, and in school, she got kicked in the mouth mm-hmm. on the playground, and they chipped her tooth.
That's crazy.
So Carlos referred me to go there, and she took care of my daughter. She was so nice. Soon she walked in, hey, precious, hey, girl. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm at the house in here.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah. Five stars on Google.
Five stars.
Really great customer service.
What's the name of the dentist?
It's A Family Dental Place, and we locate in Riverdale. 7557.
Give them a slogan, Mom. You gotta give them.
Oh, we more than dentistry. We're a ministry.
Okay.
And the thing is, no, it's you know, I'm just gonna be straight 100. And when we started the practice, mm-hmm. and that's another testimony. I got so much shit. We got to come back.
Let it all out.
We started it in 2005 with nothing. We ain't had no patients. We ain't had no phone lines. We didn't have no money.
2005.
I mean, 2008. We ain't had no equipment. I was a single mama. I still am a single mama. But jacked up credit. But God made a way for it to expand. And here we are 15 years later.
God did it.
Won't he do it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Period.
That's what's up. We love to see black excellence, especially, especially in women.
It's so important.
single parents, because being a single parent, I'm a single parent, and it's the hardest thing in fucking life. And I never thought that it would be this damn hard.
Yeah.
But I do know that it is going to be okay, and there is a God.
Yep.
And I have faith.
So. But what you need to do
don't make light is of the situation,
surround
sir.
Yourself with serious. A village. Because, like, for the first, let me see, she's 24. For the first, 8 years, I thought I had to do it all. And that's how we think of single moms. I thought I had to do it all. And I was wearing myself ragged. Mm-hmm. Going to work, taking her to school, taking her to ballet.
Let me give you a piece of from the child's side. We just want you to show up. We just want the love. We just want to feel heard and appreciated. And I know that takes a little bit more out of you because you don't have the partner energy. And the balance and the energy, but it's not so much about the gifts, the buying. That was something we had to work through in our relationship.
I was dripping you out of shit.
But you wanted that damn dream house.
But I'm saying that damn Barbie dream house. 24 years old, what I'm saying? In retrospect, I just wanted my mom to take me walking in the park. Mm-hmm. Just vibe with me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just
I feel like that's how my daughter is. She don't really too much care about that type of stuff either. Yeah. But she'd be like, Mom, let me hang off you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want
to
be
let's
around.
Let's go to the park or something like that. Let me scoot over. Let's watch a movie type thing.
Yeah.
So, you said you are still a single mother. Mm-hmm. So you started to get onto something because I really want you to about a village, okay? Because I'm at that point I think in my life right now. I just turned 30 and I've become very fuck everybody.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm
focused.
Yeah, and I'm really alone. I know you say you need a village, but it's kind of hard to find people that's going to really have your back. Like, that's why I said fuck everybody, because at this point, I'm like, I don't even want to fuck with nobody because they not even somebody I can rely on.
Yeah.
In the
heart.
So you mean like people in general
or
just dudes that?
No, people in general. People. Like, not dudes because fuck them anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
So you feel like what?
I mean, family, people who I used to call my friends. Yeah. It's getting to a point to where now I'm starting to really realize that people have been taking me and what I do for them for granted, and I don't get that reciprocated.
ROI. Yeah.
And so now I'm at a point to where I don't want to be bothered with nobody.
Nobody. Yeah. I feel that.
As a single mom, like you said, you want to do everything on your own. Like you got it. And that's how I feel. I feel like I got it. But I'm at a point right now to where it's like, fuck. Like, I be praying, like, God, please. Like, I really need help, some type of help. If it's mentally.
Let me put you on game, because me and you, we cut from the same cloth. And you know, even though I'm ratchet and the Lord, he's working on my potty mouth.
We're not there yet.
No, but I mean, we ain't there yet.
We on the way.
So I'm going to keep 100.
One person at a time. But
here's what happened, because I was doing everything for her.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, God will send somebody, because literally I was burning myself out. And she had to go to school or someplace. And one of my colleagues, who I never expected, came out the blue. And she was like...
You're talking about Carmen's mom?
Carmen's mom.
Yeah.
And she was like I forgot her name, but Dr. Woodgren. But anyway, she was like, you know, Melissa, you can't do this all by yourself. You will have a heart attack. And it was true. My heart was about to bust out my chest because we try to do it all. And she said...
taking me up from school, taking me to dance, taking me to swim after
and working
dance,
in somebody's mouth for that.
Yeah.
So she said, let my daughter help you. Because, see, we're not used to getting help, because as a single mama, you got to do it all. Right. So she went to Woodward, and this lady's daughter went to Woodward. And I said, you know what?
She was in Spelman at the time, so she was a college student.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I was like, you know what? let me get some help.
I had like two little day nannies, Carmen and Isolina.
I mean, I said, let me get some. Yeah. So the moral of the story is, and you know, I'm going to be straight 100. God going to send you somebody because you know what? He sent you me. Mm-hmm. And me and you connected. So anyway, I can help you. And you know, I'm an OG.
Yeah.
I don't volunteer my shit, you know, unless it's real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you need to drop the baby off at my, as long as she well behaved now, let me put that out there. No, seriously, if you need to drop her,
don't do that.
But she ain't dropped. I'm saying real talk, cause you family, and you got an auntie now. I'm about to cry on this, but you know when you really love somebody, we're supposed to help people.
Yeah,
we're supposed
to help.
That's what we're here
so
for.
If you ever need, cause I remember with Arielle, I couldn't wait till she had a play date. I mean, I was like somebody, cause I just need a break.
You just need a break.
So anytime you need a break, bring it to my house.
Mm-hmm. And children, if you have single parents, cut them some slack. They're going through a lot mentally. Don't be an asshole to them. Just cut them some slack.
Nah, she right, because I see all the time now cut on some social slack. Media, like people like that are adults now try to fault their parents because
really?
Of what happened or how they were raised. They feel like they weren't raised to their full potential. Like, bro, they were doing this shit their first time. They was trying.
They did the best they could what they had.
All we knew how to do.
Because you, Kodak, you grew up in a single-parent home,
forget.
Right?
I did.
And how was that? How was that growing up in a single-parent home?
You
know, it's different. You know,
as a man, I was going to say, versus...
You know, so
I never feel like... My mom never made it feel like, well, I never noticed that we were...
Struggling at any point?
Mm. If we were.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Okay. So
and you would never know.
Never know.
And I... As far as I know, I had a great childhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't until I got older that I realized, certain things now. But it's now it's just, I realized, like, shit, I had great times. Like, mm-hmm. I told my mom this a few months ago, like, whatever you were going through, I don't know how, what your mental state was at the time, but you never, because I got a little brother too.
Yeah.
You never let either of us know what you were going through.
Yeah.
But now I know that as an adult, like,
That's the crazy thing.
Catching everything.
We catching it. Mm-hmm.
You catch everything.
We catch everything.
Now, like, so I didn't grow up in a single parent home. Mm-hmm. I had a mom and a dad.
You ain't got to apologize for it, baby. I mean,
but I ain't apologizing. Because my daughter, going through the shit. But growing up, it wasn't like that.
It's a connection, too, with, the daughter's suing single moms. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're like sisters.
Mm-hmm. My mom raised 7 of us.
Wow. 7.
Jesus. How?
Out of one womb?
Seven of us. Not even out of the same womb. She had my daddy's kids.
Okay.
That's a warrior.
She had my daddy's kids. Yeah. She had her own kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had two. She had two. Came together and made 2 more.
Wow. Mm.
7.
Yeah,
Linda family.
It was. I don't know where the math didn't just math right there, but a lot of the times my father would like work, like he would work, and my mom would be. She was the one that was raising us, essentially cooking and washing clothes and telling us right from wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad would show up to games and things like that, and he would be at work and stuff. But essentially, my mom, she did all that, it was super hard. I never
knew it.
How hard?
Like,
we're not gonna let y'all know.
Do you think dads are equipped to be in that position though? Like, if you had to,
Hell no. My mom was the doctor, the therapist, the
not,
chef.
Especially not these the, men the of maid, these generation.
Not men of these.
Far from it.
Maybe back yonder. Because men like my daddy and them type of men. Oh, thank you, baby. I'm just chilling. So, I'm just chilling. You know what the fuck?
Just come around the mic though.
But like my daddy, men like my daddy back in them days. Oh, them motherfuckers would work 4 jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 jobs.
And come home.
And then come home. But the niggas these days, they ain't built for it.
They can't do nothing.
They ain't built for it.
They scamming, that's it.
They ain't built for it.
They think that's a real job.
No, they trying to live off a woman.
So what happened? What happened?
Yeah, like, before we get into that, about what happened, because my question is in the seminar or whatever, is like, what is it with men... This generation of men, because I feel like I'm an old soul, I'm old school. It's really hard for me to find a quality man.
Got your answer. I got your answer.
Like, talk to me.
Because the women up today, and I see it all the time, they baby the men. They baby their sons. They baby their sons. So when the sons grow up, they used to a mother babying them, and they're looking for a woman to do the same thing, where the woman is looking for a man. See, God is so smooth. He's so dope. He done wrote the playbook on how a man is supposed to be and how a woman is supposed to see.
What is it?
Ephesians 5. It's scripture, right?
Ephesians 5. No.
Ephesians. Right, when you got to tell it.
L-E-S-E-H-E.
Yeah, we got to spell it.
Come on, baby, spell it out.
But in Ephesians. Go ahead and read that. Go ahead and read that.
Ephesians 5 will lay it out.
Go ahead and read that. Yeah, is it Ephesians 5? You sure?
It's Ephesians 5.
Where's your phone at? But anyway, like, God is real specific on the role of a man in the household and the role of a woman in the household. And when you got a true biblical household, like a woman, and she could be making a gazillion dollars and her husband making $5, but she don't have no problem being submissive to the man. Because he come and correct as the
head. That's the exact opposite of what Gabrielle Union said a few weeks ago.
No, but I'm coming. Let me see.
I wish the service.
Let's read
Ephesians 5. Okay, it's like 13. Ephesians 5, 13.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see. Are we able to? No. It's not. Let me see. Wait, we should have had it.
Okay. I'm pulling it up, y'all.
Yeah, look at the role of. No, but it. Ariel's going
it's, okay, it. Here we go. Ephesians 5:21 instructions for Christian households.
There it is.
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as you do the Lord.
There it is.
For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church.
There it is.
His body of which he is the Savior.
There it is.
Now as that. Well, we won't read the whole thing, but y'all get
the point. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Okay, hello? Husbands, love your wives.
That's it.
And give up your life for your wife.
Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy cleansing.
That's some deep stuff right there, because what's in God's word is totally contrary to what the world says. Okay, so like I said, the woman can make
I'm gonna break it down.
A woman can make $1 million. A man can make $5, but if he comes into that household with self-respect. And let's
I don't
see.
Know about that.
No. What I mean is, he knows his role. He knows
as
that
the lead.
As the head of the household. And even though he's making significantly less, he knows who he is in Christ Jesus. Right. So he ain't coming in arrogant, cocky. You know, he's treating his woman with love and respect. That's all we ask for anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
You are not supposed because back in the biblical days, you know, you would be stoned if you cheated on your wife.
You're gonna get stoned.
And they'd be like, "Oh, well, your mom would have six wives.
You're gonna get stoned today."
But seriously. So even though nothing is perfect, but there is a blueprint in the Word of God about how you're supposed to handle your affairs.
Well, you know what's crazy in this verse?
Go ahead, no.
It says men are supposed to submit to their woman as Christ does. And it's crazy because it's like, you need to submit to your man. You need to submit to your man.
Masculinity.
You need to submit to your man. Hold on, babe. And every time I say it all the time, I say it all the time, I'm like, I want my man to submit to me. Right, like, we could do. Why can't I submit to you?
Wait a minute.
You remember that?
That was her.
That was who?
Which part?
The live show. Which Big one? Facts.
That was her. Yeah.
I can't remember. Let me see.
Year before last, December 2021. A little scrappy.
Yep. That's
right. Yeah. The one that talked to me.
That was her.
I think I remember that.
You it was you? Yes.
I remember that now. I knew y'all.
She was the one that got on my ass.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Look at God. See, remember that? But you see how he'll bring it back? See how he'll bring it back?
The whole time, I'm like.
You see how he'll bring it? See, that's how dope he is. Mm-hmm. He got stuff like planned out. And he'll put people in your life back yonder back and bring them back where
pull
they
solidify. Pull it up, Kodak.
Where they solidify.
What's she saying?
Something about church.
Nothing.
It was the same thing.
In love.
Because you said, because that's what made me think about it. Because you said. That,
I want my man to submit to me. Yeah. That's the exact thing that I said. I said, well, I want my man to submit
that's
to
how,
me.
That's how it should be. That's how God. But think about this. Think about this. I mean, if we get the egos, think about this, y'all. If we get the egos out the way in our relationship and just be like pure with it.
Y'all opened up for
this. Like, I don't care. You know, I make a decent living, but I don't care if a man make less than me.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because as long as you treat me like the queen I am, and I'm going to treat you like the king you are, you know, we are in order. So
yeah, I think the thing is, it's like,
boom.
It's hard to, oh, wait, hold on, pause. Here we go.
Let me see. I can't stand
you. I knew. And you went in on me.
I should be submissive to you. That's the role of a real man. Oh, look. Oh, my God.
That is so crazy.
Look. I'm old enough to be your mama. I'm going to put you on game. That's so
fun. See that?
Yeah, and you
the
Delta.
Same thing. I'm going to give him a Delta.
Me too.
No way! So you know you bring a baby to the house. No, seriously. No. You know that's solidified now. When you want some time off. No! All right, for real. Okay.
That's so crazy.
See that? See that?
If I'm ever here, I love kids.
No, see that?
I live in Texas, but anytime I'm here.
Oh, yeah, because you live, I mean, you leave at the end of this
month. Yeah, anytime I'm here.
What part of Texas? Don't say Houston.
Dallas.
I love Dallas.
They got money out there. Real wealth.
You feel me?
They got business money out there. They got
oil money, billionaire Jerry Jones money out there.
Ooh, not Jerry Jones.
Houston is rapper.
Not Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Okay, hello.
All right,
this is what I was going to say. She said that, you know, it's okay if a man doesn't make a lot of money, you know, as long as he treats me right. And I think that there's a lot of women these days who think the complete opposite. But
what's the complete opposite?
Tell him what Jada said.
He has to have a whole lot of money. And that's what people think. But me, just out of experience, I've dated the man who didn't have a lot of money.
Because I have opinions.
Hold on, listen. I'm sorry. Yes, I dated a dude without a lot of money. And he tried. He had a little ambition, but he just didn't have his goals in order.
Yeah.
And I drove him away. I drove him away.
Dude, with a lot of money or no money?
No money. And I'm a Capricorn, and so I'm like really driven. And it just wasn't enough. And I just kept like trying to motivate him, like, you got to do this, you got to do that. Then next thing you know, I just became.
But I don't think anybody. Oh, you know.
Hold on. Let me finish. Mm-hmm. I became very unattracted to him. Mm-hmm. And he treated me like a fucking queen.
Mm-hmm. But see, you wasn't evenly yoked.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was like 22, 23.
Well, what I mean by that is, you know, despite the
money. Passions.
Right.
The intensity, everything.
Y'all weren't aligned. Right.
He wasn't on your level.
You was going, and he was like, you know, let me go walk in the woods somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be evenly yoked.
Then I dated the evenly yoked nigga.
What happened?
Uh-oh. And he was yoking every bitch in town.
Oh, see that?
Well, see, okay.
So you knew you had to get rid of him.
My thing with men and
it took a while.
In that is like, I don't know. Deion Sanders has this thing, and I'm a big sports fan, big football girl. So
are you a Cowboys fan?
Because
I don't know. You said Deion, and then you said Jerry is giving Cowboys, but okay.
I'm
a Cowboys fan, so
no, I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan.
Oh hell no!
You tweak. Okay, another time.
I'm just a hater.
Okay. That boy, fire. This is what Deion says. You got to play fast. You got to play hard. You got to play tough. You got to play disciplined and with character. Mm, yes. I admire him teaching these young men that, because for me as a young woman, I'm 24. I have very high expectations. I'm hard on a nigga because I know as a woman, I don't have no kids. I don't have no baggage. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, I'm expecting this up here because I know who I am. Yeah. I know what I'm bringing.
Yeah.
And I feel like men see beautiful women like us, young, beautiful women. And all of it's like, bing! Yeah. And that's it. There's nothing else outside of it. And it's so hard when you're beautiful. I'm not saying this. I'm saying this very humbly because you're not seen as a person.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see your struggles, your pains. Mm-hmm. They don't see it because they don't have the character to understand how to just deal with human beings. They're just, everyone feeds them and just, I'm not even talking about just athletes. I'm talking about men of status. Period.
Facts.
They just build up their ego and they have no integrity. They're not moral men. They're morally, not godly men. Yeah, no. And honestly, with the cheating thing, think about this. How insecure do you have to be that you just slinging your dick anywhere? Yeah. You know the hottest thing about a man? When he won't fuck you.
Ooh,
when
he's like, say?
When he's like,
say that again.
He's like,
say that again. Say that again.
I've had this. I've had this happen to me.
Seriously.
And it was like the nigga, I'm like, okay. And we just in a moment, he was like, nah, like you, he was like, we're not gonna do that.
That's a real nigga.
You said you wanted to wait.
That's a real nigga.
You said you wanted to wait.
That's respect right there.
And I feel like men equate their value to like their body count. And it's the opposite.
Yeah.
The more you just spread yourself, first of all, That's dishonoring God.
Yeah, that's nasty.
God gave men the power of seed. There's power in that. So if you are just spreading your wild oats everywhere, God is... No, this is from real ass shit. God is not pleased. So all I'm saying is just...
You spreading your shit? You spreading your shit
Heal yourself. Go get a therapist. And stop fucking bitches because that's not therapy. I'm done.
All right.
So what you got to say
now? It's not therapy.
What you got to say
My rebuttal is...
What's your rebuttal?
Women don't want a nigga that do not get bitches. Y'all don't recognize them. If a nigga walk around with
fucking bitches are two totally different things.
So you want them to get them and not fuck them?
Yes.
Why is that the mission?
Don't you laugh, Marco.
Did that make sense?
Why is that the mission?
What'd you say?
Why is that the mission?
What's the mission?
Why is that the
end goal? To fuck them. Why is that the mission?
It's a good side quest. It's not the main mission. It's a side. You know, it's like you playing Grand Theft Auto. It's not the kill Trevor mission. It's the motherfucker on the side. I find this nigga some hot dogs and shit. Like, it's a side quest. It's not a full mission.
So what you trying to say is you trying to
What I'm saying is women. If I walk in here and Ariel, no, I ain't got no hoes.
Ariel, my bad.
Okay. I ain't got none.
Right.
She not checking for me because she like, well, anybody else checking for her, must be something wrong with her. And if I walk in this bitch with 50 bitches.
That's not always true.
Nine times out of ten.
That's not true. But it depends on how you walk in the room.
I don't want a dude that get hella bitches. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm good.
Think about this. Think about this.
The only one you get?
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah,
because it's
exclusivity.
I love an exclusive nigga. I don't like
exclusivity.
I don't like a nigga that's been passed around and my friend told me that her friend said that his dick's small before I even seen it. Like, bitch, let me figure it out. Yeah. Why I know your dick's small and I ain't even kissed you yet? That's a problem. That's a problem.
If that many women know his dick's small, obviously the small dick is not a problem.
Oh,
he
got a point there. But you know how many
women get excited about being, you know, around a certain man and get in that moment and instantly regret it, but just go through with it because you already there.
Just
you don't know how many times that's happened to women, bro. Mm-hmm. And you just be like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
And
it's fucking
sad. That's the difference between men and women. Because if a nigga get in a situation and that shit stink, I'm out of here.
Wow.
I'm about to see.
I have a point to that.
Go ahead.
Okay, think about it. Women are built to receive. So the way I see it, you know, I've been intimate before. When you are in that moment, it's like a submission thing. So it's like if you're already in that space, in that energy, it's kind of hard as a woman.
All the other senses get locked up.
Yeah, it's like when you're...
Like common
sense. I don't want to... Yeah, kind of. But
men call it post-nut clarity. It's like,
it's the opposite for us.
So y'all...
We'll get upset. Like, motherfuckers don't want to waste their, like, adding another body to the count, like from a little weak dick. That shit is annoying.
The meat gotta be big. That's a requirement now for me.
So do you?
Meat gotta be big.
What's big?
I've had sex
at least 8 inches
with.
Whoa!
Yeah.
At least 8 inches.
You're gonna have a whole bunch of people DMing Mills Grills, baby.
And I like 10, so.
So you need between 8 and 10 inches. If it's over that.
Big penises are great.
It's not for everybody.
But listen.
Everybody can't handle it.
Listen.
But I can take the heat.
Listen.
What's up? Well, forgive me, because I don't even fucking
Oreos.
I'm celibate, so
Linda,
I don't
get it. Linda, listen.
Linda, listen.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
It is extremely horny.
I've had sex with a guy.
This is good.
And this is, it was new. It was something that I've never had before. Okay. So, I'm used to big fat dicks. Okay.
I had a visual, Lord. Kill the visual.
What'd you say?
I had a visual.
Big fat
Lord.
Dicks? Yeah.
Big fat dicks.
Big fat dicks.
We ain't big damn talking about damn grill.
Yeah, when I said that, she know what. Some nigga popped up in her mind when I said big fat dicks. I don't know who, but somebody did. But
couple.
That's what I'm used to. But this guy,
that's what I'm used to. Yeah, come on, baby.
His dick was long, skinny, and
was it crooked?
Crooked.
Ew, that's nasty.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, like it's like a U 45 degree.
It's like this.
Yeah, that's weird. That's
terrifying.
Yeah,
seeing the wrong dick
go
will scar you.
You got to maneuver.
The shit
hurts
so bad.
It don't go as
smooth.
Yeah. It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
And when I have sex, I take everything. I don't give a fuck. Like, put me in the muck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just
put me in, coach.
Like, so when I'm when I see it, it's not as
pretzel.
The girth isn't
worse than schnitzel.
Yeah.
But it's long and it got a curve. But that shit hurts.
I like a curve.
But a skinny curve?
Not a skinny curve.
But a 45 degree bend. That's a big difference.
Trying to that bitch width trying wise, to width wise, this about the width. Zoom in if need be. This about the width.
That's about do mine's like that.
That's pretty wide, like Ariel.
You gotta do it like
damn,
really?
Shit.
What?
Damn.
Why?
I'm learning so much about my child. Good. Luckily, we cool.
It gotta be.
I tell my mom everything.
I know, but you ain't told me about the width dimensions and all that shit.
You gotta be like the width of this microphone. Like
you
the girl.
Split you in half,
you,
baby.
That, I can't wait.
You was wider than me, baby. I was like, hey, my palms were touching. I'm like, I don't know about that.
I can't wait to get my back.
What you be doing with my microphone, bro?
Boy, please, shut your stupid ass up.
Oh, my God. I think we reached the dick conversation quota for today.
What's next?
I really want to backtrack because I had a question about.
Did you read our stuff, though?
You said what?
Read anything about us? You just like free falling.
No, they got questions over there.
I have questions. I just heard. I just heard it was ratchet. But my question is: do you think like black women, like above all other ethnicity of women, do you think black women are led to believe like they don't need a man?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no.
You don't think so? You think so?
No. Absolutely.
Okay.
You go first.
Talking to Mike.
If your question is like, do black women need a man?
No.
Are they led to believe that they don't need a man?
Like they always like, I don't need no man. I don't need no man. I can do it on my own. What do I need you for?
Have you seen other ethnicities do that? Like, you see Asian women like,
well, white women, you know, they like weak, and so they need a man.
Not all of them.
Well, the ones that I know.
We're just saying, like,
I mean,
you know,
generalization.
Do you think they're taught? But do you think it's more of an agenda to push
more?
Them motherfuckers are in high school.
And the Asian people, they believe
their team.
Right. So,
they go get the whole. I see Mulan. Yeah, my prayers. What are you talking about? She was getting ready to find her man.
No, she was.
Bitch, you want to fight? You better go have these babies.
Yeah. Right. I think women are, black women are taught to, you know, go do their own thing and, you know, be successful and be prosperous. And once they do that, then, you know, they can link up, you know. Mm. That's just a cultural thing because of what we had to come through. Right. You know, slavery. What do you mean? What the heck?
Like, slavery, when they were taking our men from us and breaking apart families, that's like generational trauma and shit.
Exactly. You know? So we were trained because of slavery and shit like that, right, that we had to make sure that we were okay.
Be okay. Make sure we got our own backs.
We got our own backs.
Yeah.
Because the husbands were leaving and all that shit. So
they were being taken
back in slavery times. Yeah. But then when we became free, they started leaving for other ethnicities.
Not always that. To me, I mean, if we think about like the prison, the was it kindergarten, the prison pipeline, something like that. Like there are a lot of black men in jail. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that some, you know, God serve your time, brother. But a lot of them are there unlawfully and unlegally.
Right,
like,
right.
First of all, let me make this announcement. Free all the niggas on non-violent charges, period. Free them all, Biden. What's up, Kamala? Please, what's up?
Kamala.
Y'all, I don't
Kamala.
Care.
Kamala.
Y'all, whatever. Y'all, no. Y'all, I went to Vegas for the first time, like 2020, whatever. And I'm like, I went to L.A. last August for the first time. I'm like, bitch, I can go to the cookie store, smoke on the street. You tweaking niggas are in jail. Okay, but let me answer the question. I do believe there's an agenda. And I'll say this. I have to tell people I'm young because people be like, oh, she knows something. I'm young. It's the Lord, Holy Spirit. Anyways, at 24, I think I've realized I don't want to be a single parent. I don't. I saw, you know.
Who wants to be a single damn parent? Yeah.
Well,
some
people do. We can talk about that later, but I want to interrupt the story.
Some people, that's why I said, maybe from what you've seen and experienced, it's not an agenda of like, oh, fuck a nigga, I'm good. But from what I see, there definitely is like a do it by yourself. I don't need a man. And I disagree. I mean, we just read biblically, God based households to be a two-parent thing. So for me, I would like to give it a try. I would like to see me marry and pop out some kids and see how that works differently than just a single parent thing.
So
I would like to see it.
I see what you're saying.
I like to see
it. I think we're speaking on just the whole, as a whole, as a woman, as a black woman, as all together. It's like we have been taught to have your own back.
Yes.
Now, that's not saying that we don't want to find love or we don't want somebody to grow old with. I'm sure we want to do that too. But there are women who really are like, okay, I don't need a man.
And you know what? But you know what?
Yeah.
You're right about that because there's some sort of these social influencers that be like, okay, well, let me
this
just fuck.
And
you're right because we just heard of somebody who said, have a baby, get a check.
No, she was just fuck 'em.
So you know, I get that mentality, and you know, I don't fault them because that's how they get to stardom. Cause they didn't have any.
That's some lazy ass shit. That's some lazy
That's the new mentality in 2023.
But you know what? Shit like that. We've fallen
so far
from God's
grace.
It pisses me off because it's like.
Yeah. I feel you.
What the fuck is going on? Number one. Number two, I'm mad as hell because all the fucking hard work my ass had to do.
You feel me?
I could have easily popped this pussy
on. You feel me? I tell my mom all the time. Yep.
If I was out here fucking these niggas, I'd be rich.
I would have been paid.
She say that all the time. But you know what? You got to admire a female.
A woman.
I'm gonna be straight 100.
You got it.
Because I done did some shit. But you got to admire a female who has that type of integrity to say, I ain't fucking a nigga for a check. I don't care how big it is. Mm-hmm. I'ma get it myself.
Yeah.
And that's a real G right there.
Now, you know, people say that those type of girls are, like, my friends all the time, like, when they know my lineup is crazy, and they know I ain't going for none of that shit. Niggas ask me all the time to quit my job and move in.
Yeah.
Talking about top tier ass.
The blue checks and the DMs?
And, my friends will call me stupid. Mm-hmm. I swear, I have friends, they be like, you a dumbass bitch. You know, and sometimes I do sit there like on days like today when you look in your account, you can't get no motherfucking lunch. I'll be like,
Yeah.
I'm a stupid ass bitch. I am stupid.
But think about this. Damn. Think about this.
Could have been in a Maserati.
Say you did, no, but say you did move in with this guy. You put, because it happened to me out in L.A. I moved from Philly, West Philly, to L.A. for a nigga. And this motherfucker, you know, but for the first 7 months, we was in love and shit, freaking out, going to get crack cocaine, all that shit. But the bottom line is, at the 6 month and 1 day, this motherfucker, like, you got to get the fuck out. Now here, I'm leaving the comfort of my mama's and daddy's house. And what? This is a true story, and you know the story.
The nigga
from West Philly, to move to L.A. And this nigga, you know, I ain't got no friends. But he kicked me out.
Just kicked you out randomly.
Just kicked me out randomly. You know, because so the bottom line is, don't be dismayed over your decisions.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't got your own and you pack up and live with a nigga, he kick you out. Where the fuck are you going to be?
You still ain't got shit. Mm-hmm.
Sitting there with a thing jacked down to the puppy.
Okay.
Which is what I was doing. Seriously. I never forget that shit.
Nah.
Pomeranian.
But see, I already know that though, because first of all, dudes love, I don't know why, they want to be in control so bad. Like, they want to be in control.
You don't know why they want to be in control?
No.
Because nigga, being in control is fun. Do you?
Why you say that?
Be in any situation,
let's get some insight
in
on that.
In any situation, it's not fun, but it's the preferred position because somebody's gonna be in control. Somebody's not.
Nah, fuck that.
So why can't they be equally yoked?
Yeah, like why can't
because equally yoked requires them to relinquish some of their power.
And men don't like that.
They don't want to relinquish that power.
No, men. Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying, men.
Control of every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Because they know, like, but that's, it's so hard to control a woman.
It's like that.
The reason why, like, niggas try to use their money and their stature to control women.
Because it worked.
For women who ain't got shit going on.
And a lot of, but look, most of the world, JoJo, most of the world is living in poverty. A lot of motherfuckers ain't got shit going on.
I know that. A lot of motherfuckers, and a lot of people that you think got something going on ain't got shit going on.
You say what?
A lot of people that you think got shit going on ain't got nothing going on.
You look at some of these influencers, some of these rappers. It could be broke. It just look good. They're really? Just professionally making it look good.
Normalize. Really? But what I want to do for real is because people are. This is pissing me off. I want to normalize people struggling or people being broke, like people not having money. Yeah. Like that is okay if you don't have money. It's hard out here.
Right,
like
real,
because I'm tired of seeing people on Instagram being like, oh, but I get this and I get that. I got this money and I got this other shit. But it's just like, nigga.
Instagram is the land of the
cap. Shit is
land of the cap.
Instagram land of the cap.
People can't come out here and make all this damn money.
It's hard to make money.
It's hard as fuck.
If you're looking
for
somebody on Instagram to be keeping it real, you might as well be looking for a flame in the ocean. Because them motherfuckers on Instagram are.
So why don't y'all do something like that here? Because you know what? I'm with you.
I tell my story all the time. Like, I don't got it together. Now I'm just now starting to get it together.
Right.
That's why I just started getting tatted last year because I felt I was in a comfortable enough space in my life to
really
start doing that.
Expressing
you feel me?
Yeah,
but
I feel that.
I tell my story all the time. I come from a single parent home. I quit my teacher job. I was teaching up until 22.
Wow, you were.
Yeah, and I quit that to do this.
Oh,
and I didn't quit.
Wow, good for you. Good for you.
But I didn't quit because I had this already.
Yeah,
we quit at the same time. Uh-huh. Wow. We didn't know that each other quit. Like, he didn't know I quit my job. I didn't know he quit his job, but we were still coming together and we were working, doing a podcast. We weren't even in radio yet. So I say about like 6 months, we were just not working. We were just hustling.
Living off of what we had saved up. Family.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it, literally.
And we didn't even know until one day we were just talking.
Probably like 2 or 3 months later.
He was like, I quit my job. Something. I said, I quit my job a couple months ago. He's like, for real?
Wow.
I'm like, yeah.
Beautiful.
Then 6 months later.
But that story is not sexy, though. That's not like people.
Shit.
It's inspiring to me.
But for the people on social media, like, and in that realm, they see that as like, oh, that's not cool. I want to go to the nigga. I want to see the Bentleys.
Okay.
Where the Bentleys at?
But you know what? Y'all heard me tell, and I'm with y'all. Y'all heard me tell the story like 15 years ago. It walked into a space with no patience, no phones. that shit gets your nipples hard because it's inspiring. I mean, you know, fuck a Bentley. I mean, but that's showing the everyday Joe you could do this.
Yeah.
The fuck?
And people that are shit, starting to,
that's yeah. powerful. Yeah.
But it also shows them they can do it, but this shit to work.
No,
this
shit that's the real work. People don't want to yeah. work.
They don't.
Okay, now, I can get with that.
Wait, hold on. They don't want to work, but the main fucking thing is they don't have no fucking patience.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing, because this shit is going to take some time. And everybody thinks like you're supposed to be like, say you're 24. You're supposed to be married with three kids. You're supposed to have a house, a condo. You're supposed to have three cars. Yeah,
you're right.
Like, what the fuck?
So what can we do to let them know that?
More people got
to
be honest. More people have to be honest. But people don't want to be honest because it will kill the facade that they've already built up.
Right.
Like if your house is built on sticks and not like actual bricks and shit, you know, once the truth comes through, it's gonna blow all that shit down.
That's
but that's why everything that I built, everything she built, everything that we built together is built on solid foundations. But there was no fake shit going on.
Yeah.
I don't like fake shit.
I don't like people
boosting the truth.
Are you my son?
I might be. Seriously,
I can't stand no fake niggas.
And also, like when it comes to us, like just doing radio and doing media in general, people will try to sell you on some fake shit. Like, look at my Instagram. I got a million followers. I'm verified. Bro, this shit fake.
Yeah.
I can look at it and see that it's fake.
I can see your engagement.
Look at
2,900.
Bro, look at these comments. All these niggas is from India, Asia, Russia. Yeah. None of these are real people.
What does that mean, though?
Bots.
They're bots. They're not even real.
They're bots. These people buy bots to count. Great picture, pal. Like, nobody that you know talk to you like that.
Right.
Nobody saying great picture, pal.
Great picture, pal.
We'd love to collaborate, buddy.
I don't even look at that. That's deep. Damn.
Check DM.
I'm going to start checking our shit now. Make sure we don't get none of that.
We don't have none of that. Every single follower we got, we built. And it's been, I mean, our jeweler said something to us that was so profound. Like, slow and steady wins the race.
He sure did say that.
I don't,
but y'all not trying to sell people on your Instagram. You sell people on your work.
On our product. Yeah.
You have the work.
You would be surprised how many, and I won't say names, but prominent grill salespeople in Atlanta are selling people gold plated,
gold. Don't go there. Ariel.
Like, I mean, there was a big campaign. Ooh. I'm not going to say any names. I refuse. Mm-hmm. But I was looking at the work and I'm like, I can see from the phone that this is not quality. But because, you know, of the persona and because of, you know, Atlanta people sometimes don't really investigate shit. They just want to be where the clout be. They just want to be where the hot shit be. They just go. And for us, it's like you have a licensed dentist who's going to make sure. Not everyone's teeth are eligible for grills. Mm-hmm. But they'll just sell it to you anyways because they want the check. If you got disorganized teeth, your teeth are not straight, you should probably go to ortho first before you invest $10,000 on a bust down grill. Because if you got like really unorganized, your teeth are like, you know, shelves.
It doesn't
look good.
Yeah,
the product doesn't seat well.
Right,
but you're not thinking of it from a clinical mind, but we're thinking of it from a clinical mind, and you have me creating a custom design for your brand, for your promotional line, for, you know, if a big homie's house, whatever it is, it's custom to you. Because if you look at the history of grills, grills were worn by royalty.
Royalty.
There's been a narrative that's like grills are ghetto. Like, I just had a nigga say to me, I can't believe you got gold in your mouth.
Last night.
You're ghetto.
Last night.
First of all, you have an opinion, so I'm relevant, so bitch, fuck you. But secondly, do you know our ancestors wore, like, Google Mansa Musa, like the richest man ever. If you look up Mansa Musa, we come from royalty. Mansa Musa was on a pilgrimage to Mecca ever and was dropping tons of gold off in any city he stopped in. Then people were melting that gold down and putting it in their teeth. Grills historically is a sign of prominence and wealth.
It is.
So if you think grills are country,
cool, you're ugly. We Yeehaw. Don't care. Like, you know what
Yeehaw,
I mean? Yee, motherfucking haw.
And you know what?
We do not care. We.
I just came back from Egypt in May, and
Egypt.
I mean, just 10 days, but y'all need to go there.
He didn't know yes. Egypt was in Africa.
But, no.
He didn't know Egypt was in Africa.
I mean, my fuck this. I ain't this smart.
Come off like Africa.
But I'm telling you, we come from fucking royalty. If y'all could see like them tombs and temples that they built back then.
Did you go in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell, I spent that kind of money on going there. Hell yeah.
Yeah,
but
I've been outside.
Bruh. No, it was warm as fuck, right? It was warm as fuck.
But what time of year?
Oh, I went May. But the thing is that our people built shit 5,000 years ago without, like, these big machines. They built it by hand. They ain't had no light.
The shit was so advanced, they said aliens did.
Exactly.
Come on.
You should, and some of the colors in the tombs and temples are still there, which shows the ingenuity of our people. But Ariel was right. We come from royalty, and they got, like, King Tut. They got his tomb. That bitch was golded out. They got that shit like on lockdown. You can't even take no pictures of that shit. Gold like a motherfucker. So we come from royalty. There was
gold everywhere.
In their mouth. Even in the 1930s and 40s, they wore gold in their mouth as a sign of
wealth. Prominent.
So think about it.
So who said
somebody couldn't afford it?
It wasn't until the rappers started wearing them.
Did you watch QC did a documentary on jewelry, ice?
Oh yeah.
It's on YouTube, y'all should watch it. They kind of broke that down. And it was like because all the, you know, Queen Elizabeth's and all, God rest her soul, all of the royals, they have all of these diamonds and elegant chains and so on and so forth. But when we started to get it and put our spin on it, now because we got, you know, or JoJo, I dubbed myself the Zone 4 Princess. So when I get my chain, Zone 4 Princess, now I'm ghetto, but this bitch got on an emerald from fucking, you know, Morocco, Africa.
She took our shit.
And don't nobody question her, but don't nobody question Princess Diana
that's because they always try to put us down.
And I'm ghetto. But see,
that's
the thing.
That's why they try to, you know, demean our perspective of ourselves.
But
if we know who we are.
Respect one another, because I'm not going over to England and like y'all crumpets ugly as fuck. This first of all, English breakfast is disgusting. Who the fuck eats baked beans at breakfast? I'm not going over there like y'all niggas ratchet. This is ghetto. This is country as fuck. I'm not going over there like that. So
that's
why the fuck
gotta
people
that's
come
I gotta
over
live
here?
With.
You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck people?
That's some shit I say.
Like, you know
fuck
what I'm saying?
Be over in England. Hey, the queen wasn't even a bad bitch for real.
I'm trying to figure out like who made all these rules, because I feel like people live under these false pretenses of expectations. I mean, it's from the white man, we know, but it's like once you're freed of that, and you know, it really is freedom in Christ. I'm gonna just throw that out there. Yeah. Find Jesus, find life.
That's it.
But it's
That's
because
it.
Of the freedom in Christ. I don't need to fit under somebody's mold. Bitch, I wake up meat every day, and you can have that.
Well, first thing I want to say is find God, fuck nigga. And secondly, because
I love y'all.
Fine, God, fuck me.
I love
and,
y'all.
I feel like a lot of times not specifically y'all, but like us as a people, make white people the pedestal.
Like, look
at what they're doing, and we're doing this.
Who gives
a fuck?
Who cares?
I don't give a damn.
Right.
They came to us.
Right.
Like
they came to our shore.
The sauce always come from this side anyway.
But
man.
I'm telling you, when you go back and see, like that really opened my eyes to see the majesty and the artistry and what our people did 5,000 years ago, and it's still standing. Yeah. Like these big ass tombs and temples they built with like spoons. And that shit's still standing, yo.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really are the kings and queens. I'm telling you, we really are the kings and queens of this earth. And if we could learn to walk like that and know who our history is, we wouldn't be killing each other. We wouldn't be disrespecting each other.
We would support one another.
Y'all started me. But I'm saying, here in Atlanta, I ain't never seen, like, I'm from West Philly. I ain't never seen people, and I'm going to be professional. that it's like crabs in a barrel.
You gotta be professional. Go ahead. Oh,
I'm, talk they, your shit. They know my motherfucking ass. But I'm saying, but I've never seen so many black people that want to hold other black people down.
Because they can't do it.
Like, that's I have. Why. No, no, no.
Because they can't. Because they can't do it.
They don't have it
because
in them.
Because if like say if a dude that's an aspiring dentist or jeweler, he see you doing your thing.
Now he mad.
He mad. Even though he had the same opportunities, if not more.
I'm going to hit you on the head with this.
That's why I said, let him talk.
He had the same opportunities, if not more, but it's the fact that you did it.
And he didn't.
Hey, don't let y'all come from the same hood.
Let me tell you something. I had, and you
what
know.
What part of Atlanta from?
Southside.
No, but seriously.
Where?
I had. Are you serious?
Okay.
I had three colleagues. This true story.
Call that for real.
Came to me and say, Doc.
Oh, yeah.
What you doing is unprofessional.
Yeah,
it doesn't look doctorish. That's what they said.
How do you look doctor?
No, I'm just telling you what they said. And these were older colleagues. But you know, I didn't give a fuck because I'm having fun doing what I'm doing. I'm doing it with my baby girl.
But what about the married to medicine folk? Are they still doctorish? And they're twerking on national television and doing all sorts and fighting and calling each other bitches and whores.
We were, you know, as black people.
So, but because we're doing it independently, and again, we're breaking ground.
What do you think is going to take for us to understand who we are and to come?
Jesus going to come back before then.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I really do think that, and it sucks. It really does suck that I'm going to say this, but I don't think there is any hope for us in that aspect. I don't think I really have given up on us coming together and just, you know, being there for each other.
It's gonna take something catastrophic, and you know, you kinda had a glimpse.
There's already been so much horrible things that have taken place. We had a whole movement.
Right. But we kinda had a glimpse of it when the COVID hit. People were helping one another, and you know, they really, you know, kind of turned out because it was a
compassion.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word. Because it was a catastrophic incident.
Yeah.
So it's gonna take something something crazy like that.
Be like, we need to have
our
back. Like,
yeah. Something
really
like that.
Damn near race war.
No, something like that for us to really get it together, and that's sad. That it's going to take something like that to turn us around.
It's really going to have to be, okay, look, the niggas got to get on this side, and
everybody else
got to get on this side, so let's figure it out. Yeah. That's when the competitiveness going to come out.
Yeah.
Like, we all going to be like, oh, hell no, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
We got to save our whole damn race.
Yep.
You know it's over with.
You know
and that's when we come together.
Please, to my Latino brothers and sisters, call us.
If we get with y'all,
last night we went to Azuma out in, when I was picking up a shit up from Mac, and I'm just back there. I'm watching them hustle and work, and I'm like,
they some good niggas.
Yesterday I was thinking that.
Call us, like Latino people.
Seen a whole lot of
Hispanic guys. Huh? You half Hispanic?
Mm-hmm, Puerto Rican.
Really? I can tell that.
I can tell. Mm-hmm. They think I'm Puerto Rican or Dominican.
Yeah.
Black. No, but seriously, because they got a good work ethic.
Black. Regular black.
Yeah.
No
attitude.
Black is great.
Well, we're Creole too, so, but, you know.
Indian, all that stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. but a lot of them
want to be seen as them.
A lot of what?
Hispanics.
Want to be what?
White.
You think so?
The white passing ones?
Where you get that from?
Wait, say it again now.
The white passing ones?
The white passing ones.
No,
the ones that look white.
Where
you
get
Hispanic?
That from?
Yeah, where you get that from?
You go to Miami. Like their politics and their policies align with white Republicans.
That may be like the Cuban people, not the like Mexican people. I'm talking about the Mexican people.
Oh, you said I thought we said Hispanics a lot.
Yeah, we didn't say Hispanics, but let's just keep it a buck. Mexicans.
Yeah, Mexicans.
We'll just say Mexicans.
Okay.
Yeah, because them Mexicans like they like us.
They gonna get straight too.
They gonna get straight. They gonna work.
But they're like us though. They have to figure. They still hella people gotta just figure shit out. You gotta figure it out.
Yeah, the racism towards them is like really,
that shit's bad.
It's really real. Like there was a hold up right before I left Dallas to come here. They were holding like 20,000 people who just crossed the border, and there were children, women sleeping
that's sad.
The street outside.
Yeah,
Who does that?
But you know
like,
what?
That
but
is so
but
crazy
but think
me.
About this. Think
that's
about this.
Crazy
but
to me.
That's happening now. That happened to us back in slavery.
Yeah, but
so
that,
that's
but
no, I'm saying
we're the same.
So, right. So that's why we are the same.
And that's why I'm like, I'm telling you, like Latino people call us. Find you some
get
niggas.
Get on the DM.
You know what I'm
Mills.
Saying?
Mills.
Well, not just us. I'm talking about find you some black people. Yeah. Have these conversations. Yeah. Have these hard conversations with the Latino and black people. Have these hard conversations because it's not just us. It's not just. I mean, I remember in school we were learning about the Native American people and they put their kids in like boarding schools and they were raping and molesting their children. They were taking them from like their cultured lands. My words sometimes don't come to me, but they were taking them. They were putting them in these white boarding schools, teaching them about white culture. They were cutting their hair, which for them is like a sign of... I can't, it's like a...
Reservation.
They were taking him from the reservations,
baby.
And then, well, he was a teacher, period.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
where you go?
Yeah.
Okay, period.
Yeah. Look at you.
But you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is like, my thing is, and I'm not against white people. I think we all, if you are a human being and you fuck with humanity... if you fuck with humanity, I can fuck with you. And it's all about love. Jesus Christ didn't come just for black people. It didn't just come for Asian people. It didn't just come for everybody. He didn't just come for straight people. He came for the gays. He came for Jesus came, bled, and died and resurrected on the third day for everybody. And if we get that message and we get some love down in our hearts and we just
that's
treat people like
love.
People. You know what I mean?
That's
and stop treating
people
like bots.
Yeah. I feel everybody is so like.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that to you.
It's just such a competition with everybody. Yeah. It's annoying. It's like, why you gotta be against? Like, why you gotta be going against them? Why you gotta look a certain? Like, why you feel like you gotta look a certain way so you could be better than this person over here? Or it's just, or why you gotta flex that you're wearing this or that you're doing this? Like, relax.
Because they don't feel good about themselves. They don't feel good
just
about themselves.
Insecure.
So they need to have all these
validation.
All these exterior validation.
Yep.
Like these folks ain't got. They don't got nothing to really feel good about with anything they got going on personally. So they got to put that shit on.
That's right.
That's why a lot of people say it's not on you, it's in you.
Say,
okay? It's not on you, it's in you.
Okay.
Ooh, you done preached a word there, boy.
I like it.
I love
pastor,
it. No, seriously. I like
Minister, what call that black
Minister
my favorite
Kodak.
No, for real.
Yeah, Minister Black.
Minister Rep. Minister
Rep.
He can't wait to be minister.
Apostle.
Minister and politician, word to Warnock. But hey, this episode is popping. We gotta hear y'all come back.
Yeah, we gonna come back.
We
you know,
appreciate y'all for sure.
I mean, just the love, and you
we
know,
we
humble because y'all real people, and y'all could have had anybody.
That's how we
love
y'all. Real people, real conversations.
Yeah.
We got up here like. We didn't get started up here just interviewing celebrities every week.
Right.
No.
We want to have people that look like us.
Yeah.
That's where the best conversation from, because people, sometimes celebrities get up here with egos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Egos, so.
We had motherfuckers walk out on us before, because we wouldn't
we
asking
really?
Him.
We had people walk out. We had people not cancel.
He walked out
the
middle of the interview because we wasn't, I guess, talking about his album. Like, we were having
serious?
A regular conversation, and he wanted us to talk
about his album.
Yeah.
No facts. Well, facts. He, like, fell off all the way.
Well, we're going to support y'all. Thank y'all for having us.
Thank
y'all for having us. I love it. I mean it.
I'm telling you.
No, I mean it. South side.
Okay.
Zone 4.
Zone 4. So she's going to have good fun. But
I'm going to take
your
money over there.
You
crazy.
You need some time to yourself.
Yeah.
And do.
So just let me know.
But a lot of people, like, speak to that too, because a lot of moms feel bad.
I couldn't wait until she had a play day.
And people try to like make moms feel bad for wanting to take days off and time off.
No, gotta have that balance.
Yeah, for sure.
So no, this is my baby. And if you
I ain't got no kids.
He got no kids.
Well, you know.
He like, fuck them kids, all them kids. He don't want to date no girl with no kids. Like, he's straight on kids.
I'm good off a kid right now.
Yeah.
But just thank y'all. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back if y'all have us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You definitely gonna come back.
We got to do a live with
him. Yeah.
We're going to do a live.
Hey, man, well, that's another episode of Big Homie Sounds. We got the homies in the building.
Yay!
We appreciate y'all.
Mel's Grills, we out. Yeah, we appreciate y'all.
Yeah,
Mel's
Grills. Oh,
this was great.
Man.
I'm about to cry. God is so good. I'm about to cry.
Girl.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean it.